Grogger the Ogre. Grogger the Ogre and Zagan the Dragon flew fast for 5 days towards the land of the Slime Monster. They crossed high purple mountains, a vast stormy lake, and the black mud plains until they came to a strange and desolate land. A land where no tree was left alive, no animal lived, and no bird sang. Nothing but dust, rocks, clouds of sand, and a huge, ominous black mountain. All around the mountain and dripping from holes in the rocks was green, slippery slime. And stuck in that slime were the bones of all those ogres, dragons, and demons that the Slime Monster had eaten. They hovered near the bottom of the mountain.
"Look up there, Grogger," cried Zagan. "Right up there. That's the narrow hole the monster uses to ooze back into the mountain at night."
"But how can it get up so high?" asked Grogger.
"It just slithers, my boy. Slithers on its great green slimy body. It's so sticky it can slither up mountains. But the trail it leaves is very slippery and nothing can climb up after it."
"But you can just fly me up there, can't you?" said Grogger.
Hold on. Here we go."
Grogger wrapped his arms round Zagan's neck, and they zoomed up towards the narrow entrance of the tunnel. Zagan dug his strong claws deep into the rock near the hole.
"Quick, Grogger. I can't hold on. It's too slippery. Jump, Grogger, jump."
Far, far below were black, grizzly rocks as sharp as needles. Grogger was afraid, but he was also brave. He jumped. He landed just inside the hole. He was safe. But no, he was slipping back on the oozing slime. There was nothing to hold on to. He was going to fall. Suddenly, he felt two powerful claws grab his back, and there was Zagan, beating his wings furiously and pushing him back into the tunnel. Inside, the tunnel was a horrible, dark green. It smelt foul. Grogger could see nothing as he crawled along on all fours. All he could hear was the drip, drop of the oozing slime and the squelch, squelch, squelch of his hands and knees sticking in the mud. After a long time, he began to hear a deep thud, slow and even. It was the sound of the monster's enormous heart beating slowly. Then he saw a faint green light. It was the glow of the monster's body. Grogger was at the end of the tunnel. Before him was the vast hollow inside of the mountain, half filled with the monster. It lay like a green sea, roving and rippling as it slept. Hundreds of tentacles waved. Hundreds of closed eyes moved up and down as it breathed. Over the monster curved a long, narrow bridge of rock. Grogger had to cross this to reach a ledge that led down close to the monster's heart.
"Be brave and think,"
Zagan had said to Grogger. So, holding his breath, he raised his father's sword and stepped forward. The bridge dripped with slime, and the rock was so slippery that Grogger could only ease his way forward, inch by inch, over the glowing monster. Now he was right over its dark, drumming heart. Then, a long, thick tentacle touched his foot. Grogger jumped back in horror, but as he jumped, his foot slipped. He thrust the sword out to support himself, but it jarred against the rock. A loud clang rang out through the hollow mountain. The monster began to wake. Its hundreds of eyelids began to slide open, its heart to beat louder and faster. And then it saw Grogger alone on the bridge. It reached out with its powerful, sucking tentacles. Trembling, Grogger raised his sword.